the top players and legends to the very best analysts around the world from wherever the beautiful game is played. This is BTP. Now, we're talking football.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of 101 here on Beyond the Pitch. And I'm wondering, of course, you know that. And I'm very glad that this week we have someone that's going to shed a little light as far as what the future of the Argentine national team brings. And Jorge Sampaoli. I bring Alejandro Casar. He's one of the main writers in the sports department. He covers the Argentine national team for La Nación in Argentina. And during the interview, he brings up a lot of good points. He talks about how Sampaoli got to the national team, what's expected of him, and of course, the role that Lionel Messi is going to play in all of this new national team cycle leading up to the matches against Uruguay and, of course, the remainder of World Cup qualifying. And why not start even talking about the World Cup itself for the Albiceleste? So without further ado, here's none other than Alejandro Casar.
Welcome back here on One-on-One, and I'm here with Alejandro Casar. Of course, he works over at La Nación in Argentina, and great guy to follow on social media. He has a lot of great information regarding football in that country. Alejandro, thank you so much for joining us. Number one, tell us a little bit about what happened. Of course, the Jorge Sampaoli ordeal is over. He's the new coach of Argentina. Your thoughts first and foremost.
Hello, Juan. It's a pleasure for me to be here. Sampaoli is a new manager of Argentine team, and he has a difficult task, which is qualify the Argentine team to the Russian World Cup. I mean, Argentina has Messi, but it doesn't have a team. So he must put together a lot of big names, big egos, in order to make a team out of that. And that's his main task. He has signed a contract for 5 years, I mean, until Qatar World Cup, worth around $3 million a year, not entirely for him, but for the 10 people that amounts its technical body, management, I mean.
Yeah.
It's a long-term contract, which the Argentine Football Association, it is not used to sign. So that's a big issue.
Yeah, I saw that because it's the first time, I mean, from my recollection, that I see a coach sign on for two World Cup cycles. Obviously, Sampaoli coming in the tail end of Russia 2018, but he's going to have a chance to coach leading up to Qatar 2022. He brings back Sebastián Becachese. He has Jorge Burruchaga as his manager. Any other names that people from abroad should be looking at as far as his coaching? I know that he's debating on who to bring as far as a new under 20 coach, but who are some of the other names from his coaching staff that should be noticed?
He didn't ask for Jorge Burruchaga to be the manager alongside him. It's a management director's decision. Claudio Tapia, AFA's president, decided to bring in Jorge Burruchaga to work alongside Sampaoli and the players. The big name for the under 20 team is Nicolas Diaz, who is a former World Cup under 20 World Cup champion. He used to play abroad, mainly in Chile, and there are also other names in contention for under 17, Pablo Aymar, and under 15, Diego Placente. Alongside him, Sampaoli will have Lionel Scaloni, who had a long career in Spain, Deportivo La Coruña, if you remember, and the goalkeeper's trainer will be Martin Tocali, who is Hugo Tocali's son. Tocali is a well-known under-20 manager here in Argentina.
Tocali won actually an under 20 World Cup with Argentina. I think he won the last one back in 2007.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yes.
With Kun Agüero and that, yes, that group of players.
So the trainer was Francisco Ferraro, and Tocali was his right hand.
Yeah, exactly. What's the first impression that of course, with Argentine media, you don't have one consensus opinion. You have 45 million different opinions. I mean, is it being taken as a positive step forward? Are there, of course, people that are siding more with people like Carlos Salvador Bilardo, who's, of course, has been one of the major opponents of Jorge Sampaoli becoming the Argentine national team coach?
It's a new football paradigm, if you allow me that figure. I mean, Bauza, the former national team manager, was focused mainly in the results. I mean, if he had to win, he would do anything in order to win. Sampaoli has its own style. I mean, he wants to have the ball to win possession in every match, and he's mainly offensive. I mean, attacking mindedly. He wants to attack and to score goals, neglecting defense. And that's a big change for Argentine football fans, because we are not used to that kind of coaches. If you remember, after Bielsa, we didn't have a completely offensive manager in the national team, apart from Martino, who was focused on attack, but not as focused as the Sampaoli is. So that's the big change between Bauza and Sampaoli.
There was a quote from Sampaoli in the press conference that said, well, you, meaning the people that were at the press conference, are going to have to be the ones that point out my mistakes because I'm not good at criticizing myself. How does that roll over with an Argentine media, especially when it came to one of the reasons for Edgardo Bauza to leave as Argentine national team coach was his lack of self-criticism, his lack of self-analysis. How does that bode over as far as the Argentine national team's concerned, having a coach come in and pretty much stay within the same lines as Edgardo Bauza, but of course he doesn't have the negative results to weigh him down?
I don't think Sampaoli is not self-criticizing as he stated. I think he criticizes himself a lot, but not in open doors. I mean, on the changing rooms and or maybe at home. We have to see which kind of manager we will have. I mean, the first national team match is against Brazil in Australia. It's a friendly match, but against one of the biggest team in the teams in the world. I mean, it's Brazil. It's the same as River Boca in Argentina, the same as Manchester City, Manchester United in England. So it's a derby, and I don't think Sampaoli will take that match in a soft way. I mean, it's his presentation, it's his debut, and so he will make everything in order to win.
And you talk about to win in Argentina's situation where they have to win coming into the next round of matches. The first one, of course, not a very easy one, as Argentina head to Montevideo to play Uruguay. And you have to have a plan down. You have to be able to execute fully against Uruguay, not because of who you're facing, but because of the situation that the national team is in. And they really don't have much margin for error going into the next four matches and into the next and final four matches of World Cup qualifying.
Yes, that is the tribunal in Switzerland regulates that Chile and Peru get the points from Bolivia. Argentina will be in the fourth place in the qualifying round when it plays against Uruguay. So it will be a different situation. It's not the same being fourth than being fifth in the table. But anyway, I think he will go to Uruguay in order to win again, in order to win possession, in order to have the ball, in order to make Messi, Di Maria, Higuain, Dybala play together and be a team. That's the main goal, to become a team again.
Okay, Alejandro, you're talking about having them become a team again. I'm going to put you on the spot right now. I'm going to put you as coach of the Argentine national team. How would you do that? I mean, would you free Messi more, just let him roam around more? I mean, how would you do it? Because, I mean, we've heard throughout, I mean, the past, maybe since 2010 and maybe even before, how do you play Messi best with the national team in order for them to be very effective and even be more effective in front of goal and of course, as an entire team?
Messi needs partners. I mean, football partners. So if he doesn't have those partners, he will play alone. And that's exactly what happened against Chile in the Copa America, in the final match. So, I mean, the first task for Sampaoli will be to get football partners for Messi. Dybala, Higuain, maybe Pastore, I don't know, Di Maria, young football players who want to play alongside Messi and be their partners from the middle of the pitch and in order to back some goals.
What about some of those younger players? I mean, there's a couple that were rather young as far as call-ups. I'm not talking about necessarily age. One of them, of course, being Papu Gomez. Those types of players. How do you see those types of players fitting in with the present of the Argentine national team? Because, I mean, bringing in those individuals, it really starts to show a different side to the national team and starts offering even more depth than what many have been accustomed to.
Take Icardi, for example. Icardi should have been nominated for the national team years before, 2 or 3 years before, and he's coming only now for these matches. It's more depth, you're right, it's true, but we need not only depth, we need goals, and we need chemistry between the players, and that's Sampaoli's task again.
And you start to see the reemergence of a domestic national team. I mean, he talked about that in the press conference as well. He talked about...
We'll see that domestic national team. Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, now, why would you say that? Because of the calendar? Or, I mean, because of how the domestic league is working and the quirks that it has?
That's both of them. Because the domestic league is a chaos. we don't know when the matches are played, where they will be played. So the organization of the Argentine league is a mess. So Argentine players suffer from that, and the national team suffers too. So I doubt that the domestic national team will be a success.
Now, you being from Argentina, or you being in Argentina, obviously, you have a different viewpoint compared to people abroad. What are some players domestically that should be looked at by Jorge Sampaoli? Of course, many start shouting out players like Lucas Alario. You start looking at maybe even to shore up the defense. Start looking at a Nicolas Tagliafico, who this season with Daniel Holland, he used to play as a left back. He used to play as a three. Now he's playing in the middle as a central defender and has had a pretty good transition. Are those two that should be looked at by Sampaoli? And which other players should people abroad be keeping an eye out on to eventually emerge into the national team scene?
You mentioned Tagliafico. I will add José Luis Gómez from Lanús. He's a four, right wing back. I would add Jonathan Maidana from River, Lucas Martinez, also from River, Ignacio Fernandez, again from River, Fernando Gago, Boca's captain, is having a pretty good season. You remember Gago from his time in Real Madrid and Valencia. You have Alario, River's number nine. I would say Ricardo Centurion from Boca. And not many more. Darío Zitanić, who used to play in Ajax and in Mexico, is having a nice season in Banfield, the revelation of the domestic team, or the domestic league, sorry. And not many more names. those are the best in the domestic league.
It's funny that you mentioned Dario Svitanic, who just, back in October, September of last year, was playing down here in South Florida. So, I mean, that would be great to be able to see a player like Svitanic have a chance to, I mean, I'll be obviously a very distant opportunity because of how many forwards that Argentina has, to be able to have a chance at least with a potential to come in and be a fourth or fifth forward. That to me, that sounds very interesting. Alejandro, it's been a pleasure. And anything else that you guys are going to be working on leading up to over at La Nacion, leading up to the match against Brazil, and of course, a lot of the summer matches that Argentina will be taking part of?
First, against Brazil, and then against Singapore. I think they will be pretty funny matches for Sampaoli, for Argentine football fans, and for the national team. Those matches will draw a lot of conclusions for Sampaoli and for us, the Argentine media, of course.
And you being the Argentine media, you're going to be watching those two matches very closely, of course, leading to World Cup qualifiers at the end of the summer. Alejandro, where can we follow you on social media? What are you up to outside of La Nación? What else are you doing and covering for what other outlets?
No, only La Nación.
Only La Nación. Lucky you, man. I mean, you don't have to be running around and stuff, but that's great. That's great. So La Nación. And where can we follow you on social media to be able to stay in touch with the latest goings on in Argentine football?
In Twitter, @acasar, A-C-A-S-A-R.
Perfect. Alejandro, a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on One-on-One over on Beyond the Pitch. And hope to have you on again, and hope to be able to have you on much more leading up to the World Cup in Russia.
Thank you for calling.
No problem.